Chapter 3. Lost and Found. My years in high school were lonely and empty. While I had good friends and got on with what needed to be done, excelled with my singing, and had the highest conversion rate when showing prospective parents and students around the school, I felt deeply lost. I really didn't fit the mold. I had no idea what life was going to look like after school, or how I was going to navigate it, as my parents and teachers weren't there to help. I was out on my own. I applied to do further education, because that was what expected, as the next step. I chose psychology at a university closer to home. I distinctly remember wishing that someone would help me make the sound decision on what to do and what would be best for me, and help me see what possibilities might be there post-studies. I remember filling out a questionnaire to show me my skills, talents, qualities and characteristics, which aligned with my heart and my chosen degree. What it didn't take into account were my poor subject choices and my struggle with one of them. I remember asking the teacher in the early days to explain things I didn't immediately grasp. She said the same words, only louder, which did not enhance my understanding or learning. I had asked to go to another maths class and change subjects. Sadly, this was not an option. I was banking on doing well in my other subjects to make it. I then spent the rest of my year writing letters to my best friend at Marlborough College in my maths classes. Unsurprisingly, when my results came through for my final exams, I had failed that subject, so university was not going to be an option. I wasn't sure where to go to from there. I knew I needed money and to gain some skills. I now felt I was in a complete state of the unknown. I grasped at straws and enrolled in a secretarial course. I met a great friend there, and we went to work part-time in the local supermarket. We had a blast. Although our typing and shorthand weren't that great, and possibly not our calling, we did become the fastest and most efficient cashiers in the supermarket. Once I graduated from secretarial college with a certificate in shorthand and typing, I went to work full-time at the supermarket and watched the managers. I decided to apply for the training management program, as I felt I could actually be quite good at managing people and getting stuff done. It was during this time I met my first boyfriend. He was such a cute young man who worked in the produce section. He spent a lot of his free time in the party scene. This was my introduction to that world. I learnt to roll joints and was often the sober driver for the all-nighters held at big warehouses where drugs and loud music pumped. It is so interesting looking back. There was no instruction manual, no parental support, no guidelines on how to navigate life. I just had to work it out as I went. I didn't want to be dependent on others, as I felt my parents had been. My dad had been reduced to living in a flat with no heating, and the only food he could afford was baked beans on toast while he paid maintenance to my mum for us. His only warm meal, or house, was once a week with my future stepmum. He arrived into their marriage with a suitcase of clothes, a warm heart, and a whole heap of excess baggage. Mum owned nothing. She was totally dependent on my godmother and her good friend. My godmother owned the house that we all lived in and had even paid all my school fees. Not that I knew this at the time. Funny, when Mum got the payout from the divorce settlement, she spent the whole lot on a horse from Germany. I didn't want to leave the keys to happiness in someone else's pocket. I felt this was exactly where they were. I was dependent on others for my survival at that time. I wanted to thrive, not survive. My perspective on their situations was a hard-wired motivating factor driving me to find my own way, stand on my own two feet and become independent. I was stepping into my next season. As Stephen R. Covey states in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, dependent people need others to get what they want. Independent people can get what they want through their own effort, and interdependent people combine their own efforts with the efforts of others to achieve their greatest success. Once I had left school, I was on my own. All my mates from school had gone to universities, and I was miles away from all of them. It was time to stand on my own two feet and get moving. Staying at home was not an option, as it was out in the sticks and there were few opportunities locally. I remember being so grateful for what I had fallen into. Opportunities were opening up in the management space, along with good money. This left me with possibilities ahead, meaning I'd be earning more than my university counterparts when I graduated. It helped me to channel my energies into something positive rather than dwell on the failure not to make the grade. Seed sown. I look back now and can see this chapter in my life fueled by my passion to help navigate the unknown when leaving school and stepping out into the big wide world of opportunity. Now I have the honour of helping other students in their final years of high school identify their runway, their flight path, and their chosen destination, as well as showing them how to navigate the turbulence along the way. I get the joy of working with students from all over the country, as well as in working with the Year 13s in one of the top boys' schools in New Zealand. The blessing is opening doors to a life of prosperity and abundance. Each one of us has been uniquely designed for. They leave school knowing their unique gifting, the lane they are designed to win in, being clear on their skills, talents, qualities, and characteristics, as well as their why, purpose, and intrinsic motivation. They step out in faith with hope, confidence, passion, clear direction, commitment, and a future. The writing was on the wall for me, all the way through my school years and subsequent career choice. I'm a great spark and motivator. There has always been something about me that allowed me to connect at a deep level with people and get them fired up for their lives. It's funny, I now realise I was never meant to go to university and be filled with head knowledge. I may never use again. This was a time to grow my heart knowledge, my experiential learning. My heart has always been to enhance, encourage, and bring out the best in the other person. It is as clear as day looking back, but I had no idea at the time. I believe it is super important to have your own house in order before you go out and start advising others. All three of our children are carving their own pathways in life with outstanding results. They have all had to work hard and put the effort in, be flexible and adaptable, keeping their eyes on what is ahead of them. Both of my children are heart and then head led. Their innate gifting is taking them on pathways to success. Came into my stepson's life as he was dropping out of school, disillusioned and lost. It was a delight to help him open the doors to his zone of genius at this time. To see him now in his final year of his degree and going into his chosen career of teaching, where his natural gifting is, brings me so much joy. He will have completed this degree by the time I publish this book. The odds were against each one of them, and yet, in the words of Friedrich Nietzsche, when your why is strong enough, you'll find any how. I was recently listening to the most amazing teaching from Miles Monroe, where he talks about our purpose. It was a delight to have someone so well read and researched on the same page. I believe each one of us has a mandate. Each one of us has a key part to play in making the world a better place. Whether it is to be a farmer, a teacher, or in animal welfare, we all have a deep desire to be good at something, to add value and make a real difference. Miles was encouraging adults to go back and remember what it was that they dreamed of being when they were younger, to go out and ignite that fire within and get on with it. I am now doing exactly that what I was called and created to do, having gone around the houses to get there. Each of our children have saved themselves 30 plus years by stepping out into their chosen career path soon after school. They are successfully living their dreams of yesterday and enjoying the journey of discovery as they achieve their own milestones along the way. Reflect and reframe. I was lost after leaving home, trying to fit in and find my way. I followed everyone else, drinking heavily at weekends, going to parties, trying to find my connection through sex, looking to find my way in this big, wide world. I watched many get wasted and end up vomiting and passing out, all to fill the void. Trying to find that high and to feel good, even if it was only for a short period of time. I gathered with others in warehouses for events, organized parties or raves. We were all looking for a sense of belonging, to have fun, and to feel like there was purpose in life. I wanted to fit in, to feel that I had it all together, and this was the trial. Sound familiar? I was desperately looking out when the treasure was within. It wasn't until 30 years later that I understood what I had been searching for and how to fill that empty void. It was inside me, not outside of me. It was never going to be through external factors. External factors may well confirm whether I was on the right path or not. However, following others, trying to be everyone's best friend, searching externally for a place to fit in was not the answer. All this stuff did was grow my insecurities about myself. I felt even more less than, even more unworthy and inadequate. I pushed harder to prove myself and achieve more. The more I pushed, the less fulfilled I felt. I was desperate to be seen, heard, and valued by someone somewhere. Little did I know the answer to all of this was within. And here I am, having turned my upside-down world the right way up, completely at peace with myself and my life, having fun and living my best life by design, not by default. Creating and growing healthy relationships, opening doors I never thought would be open to me, and living my best life with no regrets every day. I was so lost at this time. The safety of school, structure, knowing what was coming up next was all gone. And I had no idea what my North Star was, or what my why or purpose in life. I was falling into my life rather than carving it out. Let me give you another key to access the treasure within so that you can live your best life by design, not by default. Living our lives every day is about living life with no regrets. Having a clear vision, hope, and a future is another key to life that is well lived. I'd love you to come on a journey with me to dream big and achieve more, as Cam Kilcone says. Cam was born with cerebral palsy and has never let his circumstances hold him back. As I go to print, he's delivered 971 speeches, inspired 530,238 people, of which I am one, has had 449 standing ovations and one dream. I ask you, what is your dream? What is your North Star? If money, location, circumstances, or situations were not an issue, you had complete free rein to live your best life ever, what would it look like? Stephen Covey shares in his book, The 7 Habits to Highly Effective People, beginning with the end in mind is all about asking yourself questions to determine your objectives and the reason behind wanting to achieve them. Dear reader, I invite you to pause here. Be still and give yourself permission to dream big and achieve more, as Cam Kilcone would say. Give yourself permission to let the creative, unstoppable, brilliant, no holds barred, all things are possible, bubble up from inside of you and flow through your pen onto the paper. I encourage you to leave all your current limitations behind. For example, voices in your head that tell you that's not possible, or it's not for you, or you can't afford it, or that you have family commitments to consider. I appreciate all of these have to be taken into account after you have given yourself permission to be free to dream big. I really want you to go back to your childhood, those times you dreamed of or thought of something that really brought you alive, or to do the thing that has been sitting there nagging at you, waiting for the right moment to be released. Impossible actually means I'm possible. It's time to see what you're really capable of when you give yourself permission to really connect with the desires of your heart. No one is going to hold you to this. No one is going to see this. This is just for you. I have put some crazy things on my dream big vision that were way out of my possibilities. Running my own business, being completely at peace, becoming a published author, being happily married. All of these were once pipe dreams. Have fun with this. You never know what might happen. All I will say is that every one of my clients who has written their vision down has achieved it and more. The possibilities are limitless. All I encourage you to do right now is to say, yes, I'm in, and give it a go. Are you ready for your I'm possible? Call to adventure. I have found that breaking this down into smaller steps helps many to focus and get more clarity. While we take ourselves wherever we go, there are areas that often overlap. I find it helps to focus on one area at a time. It also nails any procrastination brought on by being overwhelmed or by considering our whole lives at once. So here's my high five areas considered in the order below. And they're all F's to make it nice and easy to remember. Faith. That's my first category. Spiritual, physical, mental. It's our mind, body, soul and spirit. It's all of it together. What would you put in that category? And then family. That's my husband and then children. And they need to be in that order and then you can go out from there. So what would your best life look like in your family category? Finance. It's the work that I choose to do. What would finance look like for you in your perfect ideal? Like, oh my goodness, this is next level world. And then fun. That's your lifestyle, your hobbies, your interests. And I love the fact that I have fun every day. So how does that look like for you? How would you have fun every day, every moment of every day, regardless of what you are doing? And then friends. Friends are the family that I choose, those I do life with. You know, what do your best friends look like? What would friends look like that are really there for you? And write it down. Find a quiet space, get yourself comfortable with no distractions, and give yourself permission to love on yourself and be present. I have a question for you. Can you hear or see your name in your head if you were to just say it to yourself, but only in your head? Yes? Great. Well, that's how I hear or see God's voice or words for me. I know it sounds weird to ask God and write down what you hear, but I call it wired, as we are actually wired to hear his voice. The weird part is that we've been listening to the negative breakdown, keep us small, play it safe voice for so long that we think that's normal. It's time to rewire and hear and see the positive, building, keep learning and growing voice that takes you higher than you ever thought was possible. It's time to start tuning in. As Graham Cook and Dion Fancel would say, time to go from FM, failure mode, to AM, abiding mode. Have fun, beautiful people, with this exercise. It may feel uncomfortable and crazy. It may feel clunky and jerky to begin with, just like it was when you first learned to drive a car. This is a life-changing and life-giving muscle that you will be able to flex and use productively and positively for the rest of your life. Enjoy the journey of discovery and adventure. Ask God and dream about what these areas would look like or feel like if you really went for it and looked ahead 10 years. If you achieved the I'm impossible dream for you, what would the off the Richter scale dream look like? I encourage clients to write bullet points on these areas, to spend 5 to 10 minutes a day over the coming week pondering this and just letting it flow. We'll revisit this and go deeper in chapter 9. For know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11, NIV.